You know, we share the goals of President Obama, the state of California, and others in reducing carbon dioxide emissions and enhancing energy security. We just believe that the best way to do so is through a single national standard.
What's wrong with the waiver approach that California and other states want to take?
Well, you know, having a fuel economy standard set by individual states is very, very difficult for manufacturers. The structure of the California program would mean that each state that adopted California's program would have a different fuel economy standard for manufacturers based on the types of vehicles they sell in those states. Certainly, the standard would be the same in those states, but each manufacturer sells different vehicles in different states, and manufacturers would have to adjust accordingly based on the sales in that state.
It seems to me what it really would mean is just the kind of fuel economy targets you plan to meet by 2020 anyway would come a little sooner.
Really, that's not the case. In fact, under the California program, vehicles that meet the standards in one state might not meet them in another state based on the types of vehicles sold in that state. You know, California has a very unique vehicle mix compared to other states. In California, roughly 55% of new vehicles purchased are passenger cars. The other 45% are light trucks. Conversely, in a state like Oregon that borders California, just the opposite is true. Roughly 56% of the new vehicles purchased are light trucks and 44% are passenger cars. The wisdom of a national standard is that it allows manufacturers to balance sales of vehicles in different states and still meet a very aggressive combined fuel economy target. Our goal as manufacturers is to continue to provide consumers with very fuel-efficient vehicles at an affordable price. And we're very hopeful that we can work with the Obama administration to come up with a way to bridge these competing fuel economy proposals and continue to provide consumers with the types of vehicles they demand.
Now, the industry has, what, three or four lawsuits challenging the waiver in some form or another. Will you persist with those lawsuits?
You know, those lawsuits are brought not just by our association. They're also brought by the Dealers Association, individual state dealers associations, in some cases consumer groups, and even the other association representing automobile manufacturers. The industry is united in its opposition to state-by-state fuel economy requirements because of the compliance nightmare that it would be. You know, for this industry to be successful, we need certainty and we need lead time. Lead time is essential to being able to implement any new standards. And we're very concerned that the impact of a state-by-state fuel economy framework would make it very difficult for manufacturers to be successful.
I think the layperson probably has a little difficulty understanding why it is we're giving billions of dollars in taxpayer money to the industry. I think people might support that in general, think that it's a worthwhile thing. However, be a little upset when they hear that part of that money, or some money anyway, is being used to fight lawsuits, to fight efforts to encourage increased fuel economy, when part of the sales pitch when you guys came to Capitol Hill was, we want to make greener, cleaner cars. If you want to make greener, cleaner cars, why are you taking our money to fight lawsuits against it?
Well, first of all, you know, the entire industry didn't come to Washington or didn't come to Capitol Hill looking for financial support. It was only a few manufacturers. Keep in mind that these lawsuits were brought by all manufacturers. And the reason they were brought was because they wanted to protect a national fuel economy standard, as is currently the law under the Energy Policy and Conservation Act. The act that created the corporate average fuel economy program, it states very clearly that no state or political subdivision shall set a law relating to fuel economy. And that's what the premise is behind the lawsuits. That being said, I think we need to look beyond that. I think we need to look at how we can all move together. We can achieve the goals of increasing fuel economy for the entire fleet and still provide consumers with the types of vehicles they demand. And just as the other side might say the California way is the only way to go, we may say a national standard is the only way to go. And somewhere there has to be a way to bridge both of those ideas to meet both of the goals and still allow the industry the flexibility it needs to meet the demands of the American consumer.
I guess, again, going to the man on the street's perspective is, how is it working together when, you know, you have lawsuits pending in three states and here in the District Court of Appeals.
Well, you know, those lawsuits are there to protect the industry. And there, I would add that there are lawsuits from the environmental community on the other side, you know, in opposition to the federal national standard. So, you know, there is room for cooperation. There is room to for collaboration. And I think that in the next few months, we'll be looking forward to working closely with the Obama administration and explaining to them the wisdom of a single national standard.
What if the consensus is that the national standard should be along the lines of what California and the other states want to do? Would that be okay?
Well, I think that's part of the discussion. I think that what's important, more than the numbers, what's important at this point are the structure and the framework. You know, the numbers, we can talk back and forth about which standard is more important. I think ultimately the goal should be which program or which way of going forward, the California or the national program, or an amalgamation of both, gives manufacturers the ability to continue offering vehicles to consumers that they demand at an affordable price, and which allows the states to feel comfortable that their goals of enhancing energy security and reducing greenhouse gas emissions is actually occurring.